hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and I'm standing in for John Stadmiller for a couple of hours. He's still on holiday. And I seem to be doing a lot of temporary work on different stations, filling in, which kind of adds to the workload. Those who've listened to the different shows I've done before will notice I take a different approach to where we're going. And I always started really in the past as to how we actually got here and why things are happening at the present time. Things are not simply evolving, as I keep telling people. We're following a long-range business plan, a business plan that was laid down a long time ago. And because we live a short span of years, really, one person's lifetime is just a blink, it's hard for the average person to imagine that plans can be laid intergenerationally and followed through. Yet, if you look at even the medieval side of Europe, when the Normans came in, and there was tremendous buildings went on of cathedrals and churches that took sometimes seven or eight generations of stonemasons to build it. During wars, during plagues and famines and so on, this building went on because the money and the resources was always found to complete it. That's how we must start looking, not just at history, but at the present time and where we're going from here. Because we do have a problem at the moment. We are at the end of an age, as they call it, in the higher mystery schools. And this end of the age is leading to a new type of man, a new type of human, what they used to couch under the term the Great Leap Forward. Well, this evolution will not happen by nature. It'll happen by those who study nature, which is science. And they're going to make it happen. And unfortunately, they have the tools to do so. They have the resources to do so. They have the sciences and all the financing to do so. And all they have to do now is bring us through a period of intense, prolonged chaos until we beg for help. Or relief from all the fear and tension. And out of the end of this will come their solution, which is already prepared, which is a completely new, ordered way of life. We naturally get very fearful at the thought of the system as it is at the moment, disappearing and a new type coming in. Yet I always remind people that the system we had in the past was designed by the ancestors of the present elite, world elite, too. It's a global elite. So you can't save something, really, which was never yours to begin with. The system of commerce and massive capital investment really is there at the beginning of the creation of the Americas in a big way, and before with the British East India Company, a company which was one of the first global companies, really, with branches in Holland and other countries. They traveled the world and took over the resources in the 1500s when they chartered it. Their flag, too, if you look at the flag, was the red, white, and blue, with the stripes, with the stars on the left-hand side. Very interesting thing to look at when you wonder where the capital of commerce is today. You will find that there's nothing new under the sun.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, filling in for John Stadtmiller, and I've been talking about a little bit of the past and the present, which is leading to a very different future. And it's the difference, really, that scares the people, because between an age when they change society according to the role of society, and we don't think of society really as having a role. In fact, we're not really taught to think very much about it, just accept it. We're taught that you're born into a system that just happens to be here by chance, therefore it must be natural. But there's nothing of the kind involved with that. That the future is always planned by very big think tanks. And if you go into even the British system and look at their long-term plans and goals, you'll find in the days of Francis Bacon and before Bacon, they were making plans for a global empire based on commerce and free trade. This was written about by John Dee, who was an advisor to Queen Elizabeth I at the court, and this was the first openly Rosicrucian court to come out in the open as such, with all of the members, the top members being Rosicrucians, the Rosy Cross, as they say, the precursors of what we now know as lower Freemasonry. John Dee coined the term that the British Empire, and proposed to the Queen that Britain should lay the foundations towards a global empire based on free trade, with members who would join getting special benefits with regards to import and export duties to the same countries, a conglomeration of countries. Those who went in feet first and joined Britain would be given special status of especially most favoured nation status, as they called it back then. This is the same status we've all given China under the present free trade negotiations. So we're looking at something that's hundreds of years old. John Dee also said that in his day, and Francis Bacon confirmed this in his writing, they were creating a new language for the future. This is the language of business, which is English worldwide, and that it would be used by every country in the world with regards to commerce. When you read these books, which are not reprints or the actual original books, and you find they are genuine and very old, you have to stop and say to yourself, how many generations have lived since then not knowing that they're living through an intergenerational plan, a business plan, to conglomerate a whole world society and standardize the planet under a central bank. Not only that, but everyone on the planet is supposed to conform to the system. And if you've noticed over the last 15, 20 years, all the little loopholes that allowed someone to live independently outside of this system have been closed gradually. Now they're speeding up. In fact, there's very few, if any, left at all. And one day, you probably need a permit to even have a garden of vegetables because you'd be classed as antisocial, trying to feed yourself. You're supposed to be interdependent on the entire system for all your needs. And that is how China is today. China is the model state, according to the United Nations, for the entire planet to copy, to follow. At the moment, this whole war of terror, and that's what it is, it's a war of terror or a reign of terror, is training a generation who remember those guys who are joining the military today at 18. They were only about 11 years old when 9/11 happened in 2001. The ones who are 4 or 5 now are going to grow up never knowing that there was any previous type of system or any previous time when people had individual rights as such, and that laws had to go through certain formulas and procedures before they could just grab someone and lock them away. They will take all of this as being normal because no one is around to tell them otherwise. They're also taught at school not to listen to people who are older, including their parents, because they're old-fashioned, set in their ways, and they're just not trendy enough. This is what they're looking for. It's a generation who have never known anything to do with individual freedom and rights. The old days of movies with the lone cowboy that would ride into town to clean it up are gone. Now it's all collective, if you notice. The television shows on detective stories and all the fictional works that you watch, it's all to do with teamwork. Teamwork is the name of the game. Are you part of the team? They're trained in school, in a group psychology type forum, where individual opinion is shunned by the group. Until you conform to the group's decisions, the mass opinion, and then you're accepted again. This was all laid out in the 1920s by school experimenters such as Lord Bertrand Russell, who was given special permits by the British Crown to try different types of experimental schools where they could create this very type of society, including sexual freedom, as they called it, from the 1800s onwards. This sexual freedom would also promote promiscuity prior to puberty, if possible, because they found that children who went into this very early were unlikely to have a permanent mate later in life. The idea being that they could destroy the family unit, the last vestige of the tribe, And when the family unit is gone, then the government, just like George Orwell's 1984, would have no one standing around you when the government wanted to talk to you. No family, no friends. Everyone would look away and you'd be on your own. This is to make the individual feel helpless and powerless. And as I say, this was written about in detail in old books, still probably in libraries, that no one bothers to read, except those who are trained to work in today's present think tanks. The think tanks that are given ideas and parts of the social agenda and who have to make it work through marketing it into your heads via television, radio, and all the media and magazines. That's how we get our thoughts. They're induced thoughts. Most opinions people come to today are evaluated on the data that you've been given about certain topics. If you're not given all the data, you can never come to the right conclusion. You will think you have, because you think you have all the data. The reality is you're given bits and pieces, like bits and bytes of the computer information. You change whole pictures, whole vistas, by simply withholding little bits of the truth to give faulty conclusions. And the conclusions we're coming to are predetermined conclusions worked out with the problems by top psychologists. The best brains in the world, in their fields, are always taken out through scholarships and brought up to very high levels very quickly and put into think tanks to work for the government that Carl Quigley talked about, the mentor of Bill Clinton, the man who picked students to be Rhodes Scholars for global government. Quigley said that in the 1960s, when he wrote his book, Tragedy and Hope, and the Anglo-American Establishment, both are must-reads. He said that in his day, this parallel government had already been in existence for at least 60 years. So we're talking about the very beginning of the 1900s. He said the reason it came into existence was because there were too many conflicting opinions and viewpoints by too many conflicting groups to get things done efficiently. This is the same explanation given by the Club of Rome, one of the top think tanks, which is put out there to find ways to manipulate your psychology, to manipulate your beliefs, to bring in even a form of earth worship, nature worship, so that you will obey the new laws when you realize you're just another creature walking the planet with no special rights, no higher than any other animal. That's part of their agenda. We have channels like the History Channel, which is very good at distorting history through emotion as well. And if you notice, school children are given lots of videos to watch on nature and so on, and even people's types of dramas to show them psychology, but it's always the worst negative type you could possibly have with bad families. These are emotive indoctrinations. You imprint an idea into a brain or a mind when you attach emotion to a particular visual scene. But once these imprints are there, it's very, very difficult to show a person another way about a particular subject. They're fixed in their belief system on that particular topic, and they might even become violent if you go near that topic and show them any other way. That's where we are today. Conflict is used by the elite, and always has been used, to change society. Now, Professor Quigley said, war's main reason, apart from the booty and the looting, the main reason for war is to change society, all societies of all sides. Because you can get more done in 5 years of war by government methods, with growing bureaucracies that take rights and freedoms away, than you can with 50 years of peace. I'll be back in a few moments after, I think, these messages. I heard a little bit of music in the background there.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones? Step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
I'm Alan Watt, filling in for John Stadtmiller. I let that guitar music play on a little bit there because I like that kind of stuff, having done a lot of it myself. I'm talking about history today and the present and the future to show the listeners that nothing happens spontaneously in this world. In fact, back in the 1970s, when the top agencies in Britain, the secret service, which is above MI6, released some of its reports. It said that in the time of the 1960s, it was impossible for any group anywhere in the world to pull off any particular terrorist act without foreknowledge being known to them, because everything was infiltrated. That's why the whole idea of the 9/11 fiasco was known by every side. In fact, the same day it happened, the top of MI6 came out on the BBC and said that they'd warned the US this was going to happen. They knew it was going to happen. The Mossad informed the US it was going to happen. It just seems that the only people who didn't really take it seriously, supposedly, were the presidents and all his men. In other words, it must happen. It was a must be. And in fact, some years before it, the Project for a New American Century Club, the same group that's in power, or at least appears to be in power today, had talked about something necessary to happen on the scale of a Pearl Harbor event. The reason being, all history books will tell you, the first rule of war is to get public opinion on your side so that you can go outside of your country and attack someone. That's the oldest trick in the book. This was followed up by Zbigniew Brzezinski's book, The Grand Chessboard, where he also reiterated the same facts of the necessity of going in. With Afghanistan, we tend to forget Afghanistan was the first target. We also tend to forget there was a big build-up of so-called allied forces around Afghanistan before 9/11 even happened. 9/11 had to happen because, as I say, in the high societies, it was a must-be, it was a historical necessity to get this agenda underway once and for all. Back in the 1960s, Arthur C. Clarke, a high Freemason, wrote the book 2001. Behind the story of space and space travel was Masonic allegory from beginning to end, including the illumined man overcoming the god and becoming one himself. How was the god? How was the sun? How was the computer? So they had an allegory within a story for the high ones to understand, but it was to set off a whole sequence of events beginning in 2001 and ending with the second one, 2010. In 2010, his second book, A New Sun Is Born in the Sky, Another Sun, and As Above, So Below, you have a new type of human that will come forward on Earth. Plus, we have the unification of the Americas to be completed by 2010. That was discussed as far back as the 1980s with the free trade negotiations before NAFTA came along, as was the new capital of the Americas. And at that time, they had talked about making it Montreal in Canada. It's quite amazing when these big events are taking place that we have all these minor distractions to do with some murderer, generally involving sex, because people are seem to be tremendously addicted to the nitty-gritty, nasty stuff of violence and sex, as Hollywood can certainly testify. And so they give us big stories like that, or Michael Jackson with his latest scandal and how much it's going to cost him to get out of it. These are the sort of topics that captivate the minds of the general public when we're sailing through some of the biggest changes, these legal takeovers, you might say, that we're faced with. At the moment, with the war on terror, or war off terror, on the public, everyone is being trained that this is a long haul. This is to take maybe 100 years to complete. Now, what do they mean by 100 years to get this war over with? It's not just a war to standardize the Middle East. That's part of it. It's not just a war to raise a generation in all of the countries of the Middle East who will then accept this strange term called democracy, the biggest con game I've ever heard of. It's also a war to change what we even think of ourselves as being, from human to cyborg, to purpose-made, ideal design, ID. That's what it means. ID is also ideal design. The ideal design being a purpose-made creature to serve the system better. A creature that will cause no conflicts or problems for their masters because you'll be programmed efficiently by computers. That's what they're talking about. The whole movement in the 60s and 70s to do with lesbianism that led the charge for rights for women. And the same lesbian groups, strangely enough, led the rights for homosexual males. They led the vanguard. They helped create it all. We're not allowed to do so because the big boys liked them at all. I'll be back in a minute to finish this part off and explain myself further.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Hello, I'm Alan Watts, standing in for John Stadmiller. And before that break there, I was talking about how groups are funded and led and used always for different purposes than those involved in the groups think they're being used for. Because it was decided long ago they would have to destroy everything that was thought of as being normal to bring in a new world order, a new system, a new culture, a new global society, a global society which would go through one of its phases before the final phase of chipping in the brain, and accept that collectively they were one. This is why the New Age was taught to preach this oneness doctrine as far back as the late 1880s. The groups used were always what they called the fringe groups, and top psychologists know this, so I'm not really telling them anything new at all. You use the fringe groups to alter a society for your own ends and not for the particular members of the groups themselves. So people are used one after another and played off against each other to reach a goal, like a game of chess, and they don't even know they're on the chessboard and that someone else has rigged the game. The idea, as I say, being that any idea of normalcy, what was normalcy before it all began, was what they call the traditional family. And I'm not saying the traditional family was a happy lot either. Most were not. Even back in the 50s and the 40s, they were dysfunctional. They had already become dysfunctional, not nearly so bad as they are today. It's difficult for anyone, male or female, to get through this life today without massive indoctrination and all of the ads that hit you per day from billboards, magazines, television and radio, the whole thing being to make you feel unsatisfied with everything. That's how things are sold. First, you must dissatisfy the person and offer the solution. The solution, of course, is always the lie. But back in the 1900s, early 1900s, 1920s and 30s, they brought Madison Avenue in, the big marketing companies, to work with the special agencies, the agencies that became eventually the CIA in the U.S. and MI6 and MI5 in Britain. Ideas are marketed right into our brains. But the idea, again, of using fringe groups, of dissatisfied groups, was to send leaders out to get them organized and to network together towards a goal which sounded like, to them, utopia, but in fact was meant to remove what was thought of, even though it was mainly a memory at the time, of normalcy. Once you have nothing to compare anything to as being normal, then you're in flux. Your life, your emotions, you're not fixed or grounded, you're in flux. And when you're in flux and the whole society is in flux, you can move rapidly with a new type of culture planned from the top and marketed to the people. And that's where we are today. We're going through tremendous changes, not just globally, but individually. The children who come up through school today, if you ask them about certain topics, will give you such strange answers, strange to people born in a previous time. Yet all their peer group, the children of their own age, will have the same pat answers to tell you, because that's what they're taught in school. All down through the ages, different groups are taught to come into conflict with each other. The racial issue has been used for thousands of years in other countries. Religious differences are also used to the fullest extreme. And neither conflicting side ever achieves what they thought they'd achieve, because it's always the third party that guides both of them. And that's what we have today. The changes we're going through are supposed to upset us so much, and train us at the same time, to obey, 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 and have body cavity searches at airports and stuff like this, that we're being dehumanized. When you accept dehumanization, then you lose confidence in yourself. You become almost a non-person. You do what you're told, obedience to authority. But that's where we are today. Will this improve? No, it won't, until the public themselves say enough is enough. We have the choice today of going along with this, and it's a creeping cancer. It's everywhere. It's all across the world. The same system, the same agenda has been written into law in every country across the whole planet, because it was coordinated before 9/11 to do so. But we have the choice today of saying no to all of this. Enough is enough. And then when we say no, we have to, for the first time, perhaps, maybe the first time in thousands of years, and start asking ourselves, what is life all about? What is the purpose of life? Are we just good consumers and producers, as the United Nations calls the perfect citizen? Or is there something more to life than just this? We've all been trained to be consumers, just like you train rats in the laboratory. You can train a rat in a laboratory cage to pull a lever for its seed. And then you make it do all sorts of weird and fantastic things, and it goes back and pulls the lever again. Well, that's what we do as wage slaves. We go out to accumulate and to produce and consume, And we reward ourselves at the end of the month with some toy made in China that breaks in a month or two. That's what we're doing. We're trained to be very, very selfish. We're trained, in fact, to be dissociative with each other. And in a dissociative state, we ignore each other. As we ignore each other, we become dehumanized and we're easier to control by those in charge. Now, for the next hour and 20 minutes or so, I can take calls, anyone who wants to call in about their own experiences going through this life, what they've seen themselves, and the questions they've asked, perhaps, and maybe we can fill in some of the answers. The agenda, as I say, is very old. There's lots of books out there on it. Jax Attali has a very good book to read. It's called Millennium, Winners and Losers in the Coming New World Order. He talks about the influx from South America or Latin America of millions of immigrants looking for work and the good life as they think it will be. He also talks about the mayhem it would cause at this particular time. But he also talks about people leaving en masse from the United States as the new boat people looking for work abroad. If we follow Europe, see what Europe has done already, you'll find that the creme de la creme, the brightest children and students from all countries in Europe, can apply for jobs anywhere in Europe, but they must leave home. The rest are left behind where they are and basically written off to the low-level jobs. The low-level jobs are just service economies. Service economies are where nothing is produced. Everything is brought into the country through middlemen and others and then passed around to other sellers all the way down the line. It's not meant to last forever. North America has gone into this incredible service economy. Pretty well everyone is listening today has lived through the transfer of all major industries to China. It didn't happen by chance. We all lived through it. We lived through the negotiations. We lived through the GATT treaty that enabled it to happen. We all heard of the factories pulling up stakes and moving, yet no one asked the questions as why. Today we think it's quite natural that everything is produced in China. When you realize that nothing on that level can take place without massive planning for maybe 50, 60 years, then you start to get a bigger picture, a different picture of what's really going on. Bureaucracies don't work quickly. It takes them years to formulate all the written material and have negotiations and then interact with their counterparts in other countries. Never mind the stacks of lawyers they have to deal with. And then back to the drawing board again. In the 1930s, in 1937 to be exact, when the Council on Foreign Relations and the Royal Institute of International Affairs had its international meeting in Melbourne, Australia, they discussed the setting up of China into its present-day position as the manufacturer of the world. Well, how come the public were never consulted on any of this? Well, the reason is we've never had freedom. Just illusions. That's all we've been fed. The media is there to entertain you and to mislead you and to keep children happy. And we are all the children, regardless of our age groups. That's what the media is for. We're not supposed to concern ourselves with such weighty matters. We've been taught and trained to leave it to the big experts. Russell said the same thing again back in the 1950s, that they'll train everyone not to have an opinion, but to listen to experts. And regardless if you're watching the weather station or anything else, they always bring on some expert to tell you how to tie your shoelaces, or what clothes to wear, or what you should wear that day for the weather. Like, as though we're children. And guess what? It's actually working with a lot of people. They cannot think or reason for themselves. Zygmunt Brzezinski said that in his book, Between Two Ages. He said shortly the public will be unable to come to a rational decision by themselves. They're being trained to repeat their downloads from the previous night's news, and that's all they'll be able to talk about the next day to their friends. That's where we are today. The people expect the media to do the reasoning for them. That's perfect for a tyrant. You couldn't ask for a better society of trained children. Children who want to perpetually play forever and have all the free time they can, and leave all the weighty matters to your superiors, or as in Britain, we're taught to say, our betters. That's what we have today. And we gave up all our rights and all our ability to think and decide. We gave it all away quietly without even yelling. That's how slick the scientific system is. We didn't even notice it happening. At least most didn't. In all mammal society, a mammal born will look toward his parent, one or other of his parents, for signs of danger, what it should beware of, the creatures it should be wary of. If the parent doesn't know, the young mammal won't question anything, and it'll go right up to its enemy that will then eat it. It's the same with people. Children who are born into a particular time expect their parents to tell them all the major things they should know, what to be wary of. If the parents have been indoctrinated into an ignorant bliss and don't know to tell the children think the system as it stands is quite natural. When you understand that, you understand how this system is working so easily. There's no one to tell the children that this is not a natural time to live in. There's nothing natural about it. There's nothing natural about everyone having to carry an ID card. Now, the ID card has already been carried by children in Europe. They can't get on a bus without it, or a taxi. They're taught, even in the fictional dramas on television, they always slip in and take your ID card with you, son. That's how they're training them. This ID card is the same ID card coming out in the US shortly. And Britain, which uses the same card too, has already admitted that there's space on it for all your banking, because it will eventually be used for the cashless society as part of the total information network. That will happen very easily because people adapted to the card system already, the plastic cards, credit cards, special shopping cards, rapidly to save time, they thought. When I first saw this about 10 years ago, I kept out of big supermarkets. I kept away from them. And I had to go to one major one day. I think you needed roller skates to get around it. It's so huge. And I watched the people at the checkout counters, and every single one of them just swiped a card past this little machine. And I thought, they've been trained like animals, not like rats. Because all you have to do is take the card away and put a chip in their wrist, and they've already been taught to do the same action. This is how you train animals. It is known by zoologists is known by sociologists and ethnologists. And here we are, all adapting quietly. And why do we adapt? It's because, well, everyone else does. Everyone else does. If you take cash into a store now, they look at you strangely. And if you give them $100 or something, you think you'd hand them $1 million. They don't know what to do with it. Meanwhile, you put $10,000 through a plastic card without them blinking an eye. That's how unusual it is to use cash today. Everyone is ready by using the cashless system already for their ID card to be used with a credit system. Step by step by step training. Perpetual training. In the 1940s, there was a bishop, the Archbishop of Canterbury in England. He was called the Red Bishop. I'll be back in after these coming messages to tell you about this Red Archbishop of Canterbury.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, Hi, folks. This is Alan Watt back, standing in for John Stadmiller, going through some of the darker recesses of my mind, trying to remember how we got to where we are today. I was mentioning this particular bishop, the Red Bishop, was actually an Archbishop of Canterbury back in the 40s and 50s, who put books out on strange topics that at first seemed to be to do with what he called continuing education. And I thought, what does he mean by continuing education? Is this perpetual night school or something for adults? When I got into his books, I realized what it was. He worked with big agencies such as Tavistock Institute in England, the premier really of mind psychology and manipulation for mass control. He said that everyone would have to be trained from birth to death, gradually and incessantly, towards a brand new system, trained in such a way they wouldn't know they were being trained. They'd never figure it out. And this supposedly was to lead to what he called world peace, something which most people hopefully would want. When you realize what this particular group means by world peace, they're talking about their own particular utopia. It's a utopia for a very old and wealthy elite, a utopia where there'd be no chance of the peasantry causing problems as they have done through the ages. The perfect society. But to get them to that stage, this bishop talked about continuing perpetual education, step by step, into new formats, new formulas, new ways of doing, perceiving, especially perceiving, because perception can be distorted so easily if you know the tricks of language. These are the same tricks used by the big marketing companies on a daily basis. You know, this toothbrush is going to make you smile like you've never smiled before. This treadmill machine, have you ever seen these people on treadmill machines? If you see someone laughing their head off as they go along them, then they obviously are crazy. But we're supposed to think this is what you wanted all your life. This was what was missing in your life. All these ridiculous ads that we're so used to and accustomed to in this consumerist society. Consumerism is based on creating dissatisfaction, not satisfaction. If we were all satisfied, we'd be quite happy with everything we've already bought, and the system would fall apart. And you've no sooner bought the latest gizmo to make you happy and fill that void, and here's another ad telling you, no, this is really what you need, this thing over here. And so you rush out with your cards and buy it, because everyone has to have it. This is incredible training when you think about it. We're supposed to be the highest creatures on this planet. Supposed to be. They were trained easier than most animals. Why is it so easy? It's because nothing on the planet has been studied as much as mankind itself from the most early ancient times. Nothing. It's only in the last 100 years or 200 years they've got round to studying the insects and the other animals. Freud himself was a front man for this particular agenda.
A message for